Closer to home now, there's been a doubling this year of the number of people apprehended at the U.S. border who say they fear returning to their country. And about two-thirds of those who made so-called credible fear claims were from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Jill Replogle of San Diego station KPBS went to Guatemala to find out why people have been fleeing north.
It's a cool, sunny morning in Guatemala City. A vendor hawks the country's most popular newspapers, Prensa Libre and Nuestro Diario. The newspapers are often filled with stories about brutal gang and drug-related violence. It's the same in Honduras and El Salvador. Just down the street from the newspaper vendor is the Casa del Migrante. It's a shelter for migrants headed north to the U.S. or for people who've just returned because they were deported. Here I meet Maria. She's 63, petite, and from Honduras. In January, she fled her home there along with 12 relatives. The coastal city in Honduras where they lived, San Pedro Sula, is known for gang violence. She shows me a newspaper clipping about the murder of a young man in a wheelchair.
Me mataron a mi hijo el 27 de febrero del 2011.
The man was her son, shot dead 3 years ago by suspected gang members.
Me balearon otro. Un menor me lo tienen sentenciado, el menor que tengo.
Gang members shot another of my sons, she says. They threatened to kill my youngest. And because of all this, I had to flee my country, she says.
If you're living in an area that's affected by gangs and other organized crime groups, unfortunately, you find yourself trapped in a situation of real civic helplessness.
Thomas Borman is an expert on Central American criminal groups.
You are exposed to criminal groups that engage in what are truly incomprehensible levels of violence and barbarism.
Ann Borman says people generally can't turn to local authorities. They can lack the resources to help, or they might face threats from criminals. Or, like in Maria's case, she feared the police colluded with the gangs. She tried the National Human Rights Office, and they suggested she and her family leave the country. So they went to Guatemala. But they don't feel safe here either. Central American gangs know no borders.
Me gustaría, pues, Estados Unidos o Canadá.
Maria says she'd like to go to the U.S. or Canada, and her main way out is in a folder that she tightly clutches. It's thick with family documents and evidence, like the newspaper clipping. She hopes it will win them asylum. Currently, the number of Central Americans like Maria seeking asylum in the U.S. is still small compared to those simply migrating to be with family or find work. But the situation is changing. The number of people at the U.S. border saying they fear going back to their home country is growing at a huge rate. Borman says these trends put immigration authorities in a tricky spot.
There seems to be a concern on the part of the U.S. government, and it is in no way an illegitimate concern, that if the government begins to grant asylum and other forms of immigration relief to people claiming persecution from gangs, other organized crime groups, corrupt police officers, etc., that there will be essentially a floodgate effect.
Back at the Casa del Migrante in Guatemala, two young men from Honduras play dominoes in the patio. I ask one of the players, Jose Antonio Urbina, why he's trying to get to the U.S. I'm looking for a better life, he says, and mostly because my family is in the U.S., my mom, my son. Urbina says he was deported last year after living in L.A. since 1998. But some legislators think people like Urbina might lie about their motives if caught at the border. Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia thinks that fraud could explain the sharp rise in Central American asylum seekers.
Because of our well-justified reputation for compassion, many people are tempted to file fraudulent claims just so they can get a free pass into the United States.
Goodlatte also chairs the House Judiciary Committee and recently held hearings on asylum fraud. Despite his concerns, most of the lawyers, academics, and asylum experts I spoke with doubted that many Central American migrants were gaming the system, and they warned that making it easier to deport people who fear returning to their home country could have tragic results if their claims were true. Back in Guatemala, Maria and her family are busy gathering more documentation to make their asylum claim.
Lamentablemente, en nuestro país no podemos vivir ya.
God knows we're not lying, she says. We can't live in our country anymore, she says. For The World, I'm Jill Replogle, Guatemala.